from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
9:02, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection. Doug Whaley in with us until 10 o'clock. And yesterday was the first day of pads for the Steelers, so we'll get into all of that with Doug. But trade deadline has come and passed for the Pittsburgh Pirates and for Major League Baseball. And I think Ben Cherington pulled it all off, Doug. He winds up not selling the farm, helping out the club for this year, getting a couple of players with years of control. So you help out into next year and beyond. I don't know that he could have done a much better job than what he did. How difficult of a feat is that to pull off?
Well, I think it's difficult when you know that you have to be able to bargain shop but get value. And that's exactly what he did. It's I'm not saying it's easier, but you have a lot more things at your disposal if you're the Yankees GM. You know what I mean? You have that bankroll that if you really want to and the pressure is there and you're in a position, hey, if we add a bat, all right, let's go out and get the best bat. But for him to do what he did with the constraints, but also give an effort and I think check all the boxes. And like we said a long time ago, if these moves work out, that's great. If they don't, at least everybody knows they understand. Let's go for it. Let's give it a shot. And they gave an effort, but they also did it without, like you said, mortgaging the future. Not like even I was a proponent of, hey, you have time now to build that stockpile of prospects back up. Let's go for it. And they didn't have to do that. So for me, even if, like I said, if it doesn't work, I'm all in now. Not that I wasn't before, but they gave me a reason to say, we hear you fans, and we're about winning.
We obviously don't know how things are going to pan out ever in sports, but on paper, you can kind of justify some moves and see where it could possibly end up. In your feeling, in your opinion right now, with the moves they made, does that make them more legit to make it to the playoffs?
Yeah, they're a legitimized playoff contender. And I think Wehner brought it up earlier, because now – all those guys in that locker room, in that dugout that have been scratching and crawling and battling out to get to where they are now, knows they got some relief coming in, but more importantly, they got belief from management, from ownership, that, hey, guys, we recognize what you're doing. We're going to send in some reinforcements to take this thing to where we all want to go. So Shelton's got to be happy. The locker room's got to be ecstatic. And now let's come in and let's ball out now.
Doug, when did you lose most sleep as a GM? Was it, I mean, trade deadline's different in the NFL. And back then, for sure, not that it was that long ago, but was it free agency? Was it the draft where you're just staying awake at night and you're just burning the midnight oil?
Free agency. Just because free agency is still a little bit of recruitment. And when you're in Buffalo, it's, all right, how much do you have to overpay and how much are you going to overpay compared to what you're getting? And then also, can you get, sometimes you may overpay for a guy that his production on the field and what he brings on the field isn't as much as maybe what he brings to the locker room. Like, I can remember bringing in Lorenzo Alexander. We didn't pay overpay that much, but we overpaid, but he was ended up being a captain and stayed there for, so that's when you can really get to, and I think they're getting to the point where they can roster build and put in pieces. Like, oh, we need a bat. All right, let's get in and put a bat instead of just getting overall roster talent. And that's where I think you start to see teams start make that traction to start being that consistent competitor for playoff spots.
I want to go to football now and to get this question out of the way before we head into the Steelers talk. Obviously, Steelers were in full pads yesterday. Caleb Williams is not playing in the preseason game. Would you be a proponent for that? Like, he's a rookie. I know he's a 1-1 pick. Like, don't they need him to play? Doesn't he need to get on the same page with his receivers? This has taken me, like, by shock. We talked about this a couple times. Talked about it yesterday.
It totally irks you.
It does irk me. I don't understand why that they wouldn't play him in the preseason game tomorrow.
And I'm with you, and I'll even take a page out of Mike T's book just for him to understand how to prepare the night before, get up that morning, get in a routine of getting ready for warm-ups, and just understand how it is at this level. Yeah, you did it at USC, but the NFL is a different level. Take that first snap. Listen to that play call in your ear. Regurgitate it out to the huddle. Go out. Just the symbolism of just doing it, so even when it's maybe the second game, second preseason game, or the first regular season game, it's not all new. You have a little feeling in your belt to know what to expect. Just for that, even if it's just one series and you're handing it off, the action of getting ready for a game.
How about Rodgers isn't going to play the entire preseason?
I'm fine with that.
Right. That's
he's a vet. I'm fine with that.
Man, you guys forgot more football than I've ever known, but he played 7 seconds last year, and that's a long time to go without being used to the speed of the game.
The only thing I would ask is, are they joint practicing with some people? If they are, then I'm okay. Now, if they don't, and it's just, I would be worried. I'm with you there. But if you're joint practice, you can, like I said, simulate what we talked about before, do a lot of simulations that can mimic and even mimic, but put you in situational football that you may not, he may not get at in a preseason game.
Let's bring it all the way home then. Should Russell Wilson play in the preseason? I mean, he's a veteran. He's won a Super Bowl, played a lot of football, is dealing with a calf injury. Should he play at all this preseason?
Yes. New addition to the team.
Mm-hmm.
New coordinator. He's coming in just to get, hey, so now it goes to everybody else around getting the used to Russell saying the play, his audible, his inflection when he's saying the snap count. Things like that that you don't really think about that, hey, he's new. Let's get him in there and get everybody on the same page and get that feeling like, okay, when he goes on second sound, he may go a little low on the first hut, high on the second hut, or second sound, high on the first one, low on the second. Just little things like that that you need to pick up and get used to.
So when do you start to panic about Russ not being available? I mean, they're taking him real slow here, and he's like a politician. I mean, he knows what to say all the time, but listening to him yesterday, I was picking up a little bit of frustration from him. At what point do you go, okay, you've missed a lot of time here, and it's going to be detrimental to our efforts in having a fast start this year?
Yeah, I think you really, the alarm bells go up the week of that second preseason game. If he's not in that, taking majority of the first team, doesn't have to take all of them, but the majority of the first team, that's when you're like, all right, let's look at a plan B of what we are going to do.
I still have the theory that it's a serious injury, and I don't want to mock it not being a serious injury, but I think that they almost premeditated, like, all right, like you have a strain or your calf is sore. We're going to keep it as long as possible so we can give Justin Fields those reps so we can evaluate him properly and let him kind of run this team. Like, I feel like that they're okay with this situation.
It's one of those where you don't want it to happen, but there's a silver lining in it happening. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. And you can be really cautious with him coming back because you're like, hey, let's make sure it's 100%, not 90%, because we have other things that we can try to determine and figure out while you're out.
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrible thing right now, but if you do get to the week before the second preseason game and, oh, it's still flaring up and, oh, we don't really want Russ moving around or anything like that, I do think that's a big deal because of what you said about the difference between he and Rodgers. Rodgers working with the same offensive coordinator, working with a lot of the principal cast of characters he would have worked with last year. I'm sure Russ has a good understanding of the playbook. He's a very smart guy. We talked about that earlier. He probably got on the phone with Arthur Smith immediately, and he's probably got all that stuff saved to memory. However, it's such a feel thing, quarterback, in and out of breaks, and everything you talked about, cadence, and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's when I would go, okay, this team needs to hit the ground running because their schedule sets up in a way where you got to make hay early, and I do think it would be a problem.
I don't disagree with you, too, and you brought up a good point of getting on the same page with your receivers and not mentally as in what route, I mean, what plays are running, but how they run their routes. Every receiver runs a route differently. So the more reps you have, it's just second nature. Maybe when he runs a comeback, George Pickens, I know I can throw it up high. Now, Van Jefferson, he likes it waist level or whatever. Just, hey, he comes out a little short, a little flat, a little high. Those are the type of things that he is missing out on that you hope he can really get to speed with once he gets out there and starts practicing.
If you have a question for Doug, hit us up on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We asked Ray Fittipaldo, on a scale of 1 to 10, something happened at Steelers practice yesterday. How big of an issue is it? He put a 7 on this thing. We'll run it by Doug and Doran when we come back. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Doug Whaley in with us until 10 o'clock. Steelers, they had their first day in pads yesterday, and on a jet sweep, no less, Roman Wilson gets hurt. He sprains his ankle. Doesn't sound like it's the dreaded high ankle sprain. Should be out 1 to 2 weeks, but as we were talking about it, not a great thing when a young player misses time, and Mike Tomlin harps on that all the time. But we started to think further about the wide receivers, Doug, and what it would look like if George Pickens goes down and how bad that would be to the team. Now, Ray Fittipaldi was on earlier, and he said he gives it a 7 out of 10, his concern with Roman Wilson going down because of what they don't have elsewhere at the wide receiver position. In your spot, GM, you watch that happen. You immediately get on the phones, you start calling free agents, you're trying to get the trade winds going again. How do you operate in that position?
The way we used to go into, and it took a while for me to convince our head coaches, let's go into camp, if it's 90-man, let's go in with 88. And people say, why you want to do that? First of all, coaches want, as they'd have 150 players in camp at the time. But my point was, when you have an injury like this, 1 to 2 week injury, instead of having to cut someone and bring someone else in, then you're going to shortchange another position with able bodies, which their reps get added on to the guys that are going to be there, and they get exposed to more injury risk. Let's have one or two spots there where you can bring in a wide receiver or somewhere someone at that position that gets hurt without depleting another position. That's, I would start with that. Second thing that I would say is, and I heard Ray, it's an opportunity for other people to step up. If you're were 3-4, now you got a chance to shine. Now, the downside is that Roman's not going to be out there, especially being a rookie, to get reps. But guess what? Russell Wilson's not out there. So the guy that you want him to get that connection with is not out there. So in the long term, it's concerning as long as it lingers. But if it doesn't linger and it's a one or two things, he can get some mental reps. But once Russell gets out there, I'd make sure to really make sure he's out there at the same time as Russell.
Like, I was thinking too, I was like, usually with a rookie, like the NFL is different. And, you know, you have to learn how to be an NFL player. And that doesn't just mean on the field. Like, you have to learn how to study. You have to learn how to get your rehab, you know, approach to trainers, do the things necessary, you know, go throughout your day like you're going to practice whenever you're not practicing and you're injured. But get the most out of everything. And I was going to say, if the Steelers, you know, they are in this situation, they said they should say, hey, hang out with Russ Wilson, mm-hmm. like all day. Like, you should be in his corner. Like, he, you guys should be learning plays and talking. But then I was thinking, Roman Wilson isn't the norm of a rookie, norm of an NFL rookie. Because any NFL coach that's ever went to college usually incorporates an NFL scheme and an NFL day and an NFL structure. Yep. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh.
Yep.
So I'm not, if we're trying to dig it or trying to grasp at certain things, this isn't as, you know, bad of a situation because I'm sure he already knows the NFL type mentality of like, yeah, I do need to be with Russ. I do need to get my rehab. I do need to be here. I do need to do this and all the things necessary for him to, you know, get back up to speed whenever he's back healthy.
That's an excellent point. He has come from a professional program. And even though it was college, run by a guy that had success everywhere.
They even stole signs like the Patriots.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that part of it I'm not worried about. And that's why I think the only thing that would keep me up at night if I was Omar is this injury. Is it going to linger? Is this going to be something that they're going to have to manage the whole year? If it's strictly a 1 to maybe 2 week injury and it's over in it, I'm good for all those reasons.
What about adding a guy at that position? Because you talked about bringing bodies in and not wanting to hurt your depth at other positions. I mean, behind George Pickens, it's slim pickings.
No doubt.
No good. Like, you lose that guy, and you're looking at one of the worst wide receiver cores in the NFL.
I, I think if you were going to do it, I think they would have done it by now, or they got to do it very soon, because the closer you get to cut day or once these games starts, the price is just going to go up. Because if you're a free agent, you're going to be like, I'm cool. Unless you blow me out of the water with a deal, I'm cool right now, because something's going to happen, like another Roman Wilson that might be out for a year from someone else. Then the ball's in my court. I name my price. Or I have two or three teams where I can say, well, I like this quarterback. I don't know about Russell. I like this, blah, blah, blah. They have options the closer you get to cut down date.
Do you think they screwed up by trading Diontae Johnson? I mean, by all accounts, this Dante Jackson has looked good through a week.
Through a week.
But
they could have got him, though, right? Wasn't he?
He was going to get cut.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think they were premature on that decision. But again, that for them to do that, there must be something that obviously we're not privy to, that the administration and the head coach were like, I don't care, let's get this guy out of here.
Do you think things have gone according to plan since then?
That's a good question, because I don't know what their plan was by getting rid of him, because they didn't seem to have a plan to replace him. And that's one of the things that I always taught. If you're going to make a move, make sure you have a replacement ready or a plan to replace. And they haven't had that. So unless they had a plan and what they had planned fell through, which may be the case, but then you got to have a backup plan. And again, this is a move that seemed to kind of back them in a corner and not give them options.
Yeah, maybe Roman Wilson was the backup plan, or whomever they were going to address in the draft. And now, obviously, he can't help you at this given time. You had said before that you thought the biggest position of weakness on the team was corner. Do you still feel that way?
I still feel that way. I do. Because you don't really know. JPJ, we think, is going to be number one. Not for sure. Head in that direction. So I'm okay there. I'm not comfortable, but I'm okay. Who's your number two? Dane Jackson. He's looked good, but he's about to get cut from Carolina. What was their record last
year? They weren't good, Doug.
Right.
No.
And then you got Cam Sutton as your number three that's going to be gone for the first nine games. So you have a possible and two question marks, and you need four to possibly five corners to play in the NFL today. Now, when you look at receiver, that's number two, just because you do have George Pickens. Now, if he goes down, that may jump to number one. And I guess it's, all right, George Pickens, JPJ, they're about on that same trajectory. So you feel that. But number two, who's your number two wide receiver? Freiermuth compared to Dane Jackson, I'll take Freiermuth. Number three, Rome Wilson, Kendarius Sutton, you may take Sutton. Just because. So that's how I look at it, why I put DB over wide receiver.
When we come back, reports out of camp yesterday indicate that the offense actually had its way with the defense. What might that mean? Are we making too much of it? We'll talk to Doug about it when we come back. And we want you to come back after this break. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. All right, right before we turn the mics on, Doug Whaley in with us until 10 o'clock. He said, all right, last 5 minutes. I got a story that'll blow your mind. So, everybody, hang on for that. A mind-blowing Doug Whaley story, which means let's just get social media's biggest loser out of the way. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Brent Rooker had been the apple of a lot of Pirates fans' eyes. Go get Brent Rooker. And they wound up not trading him, the A's. And he was on social media, Instagram. Someone sends him a DM. Did you guys see this?
No.
It's wonderful. You sold me yesterday, one leg away from 21K, and you could only hit singles. So that guy's social media's biggest loser. Brent Rooker replies to him in the DMs. My brother, I cannot even begin to express how much I do not care.
That's great.
Let's go.
That's great.
I think I've grown out of fantasy football. My buddy texted me yesterday. I lost the league last year because I went for it the year before. It's a keeper league. Doug, tough to be a GM, man. I mean, it's tough. I went for it, fell short, came in third place. And so what I'm supposed to do as a punishment is take all kind of goofy photos of myself and make a calendar and send it to all my friends. And my buddy, the commissioner, texts me and he goes, hey, where's this damn calendar? And I basically pulled a Brent Rooker on him. Buddy, I cannot tell you how far down my damn list of priorities this fantasy football loser calendar thing is. I got sick kids. I don't really need to say more, but I wake up at 3 a.m. every day. We got trade deadline. We got Steelers at camp. And you think I'm going to sit there, I'm going to go all like Titanic and get sideways on my couch and take pictures and send it off to you and pay for the day? Like, I'll get around to the dang calendar. I'm not going to renege on a bet, but like, for God's sakes, no, it's not a priority. I think I might quit.
I feel like you're always having to pay up bets, though.
I am, because I'm a loser, man. I just am.
You don't pay them off. That's the thing.
I always pay off my bets. I shave my head. What are you talking about?
I don't think you're a loser. I think you're just impulsive with your bets.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's it.
That's
which,
right.
Which, in turn, makes you a loser.
Well, I'm betting tonight, and this should make Pirates fans' ears bleed now at this point. I'm betting on Brian De La Cruz to hit a bomb.
You're about to say something else.
I almost said Ellie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or Dylan. Or O'Neal.
We've got to come up with some nicknames for these
Tom.
Guys.
Yeah, I think
too many
I think with Isaiah Kiner Falefa, we're just going with IKF.
Yep. Okay, I like that.
And then for De La Cruz, you can go DLC. Little run DLC.
Mm.
You don't like that? If you would have thought of that, you would have liked that. Run DLC. That's pretty good. Okay. And he played
that Starkey.
Yeah.
He played in that big ballpark in Miami. He's going to be there with that short porch. In left field, out in Houston. If Michael A. Taylor hit the ball over that wall, I have a good idea that DLC, run DLC, could do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, you know what those stands are called out in left field?
Yeah, the Crawford boxes.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I saw the Pirates give up many a homers there back in the day to Craig Biggio and Lance Berkman and guys like that.
Yeah.
Blast
they
from
had
the past.
A squad.
And mm-hmm. they had that hill out in center field. Mm-hmm. Callis, you know what the hill was called?
Towels Hill.
There you go. I'm proud of you. How stupid is that?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you're just at training camp at St. Vincent, and there's just a 30-foot hill in the middle of the red zone.
There were flagpoles on that hill, too.
I know. Yeah. It's a workplace
I don't remember
hazard.
What it looks like. I got to check it out.
Yeah, look it up.
What's it called again?
Towels Hill. Do I know how to spell it?
No.
Mm-mm. Crawford is Crawford. Yeah.
Yep.
I got that one right. Doug, but- while you look that up, Doran, because it's quite the sight, apparently the Steelers' offense bullied the Steelers' defense yesterday. And Doran was saying, usually it's not that way early in camp. Usually the defense has the leg up. And we all, I think, assume that the Steelers' defense is going to be pretty good. How much should we read into something like that?
Well, bullied as in, was it a run period where they
run were, period, yes. And then seven shots, they ran the ball a bunch.
Okay.
And they were really having their way.
The only reason I would say there's don't get your panties in a bunch right now is, was the defense trying to work on something? Where offense is like, hey, we're going straight bully ball, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and maybe the defense is like, hey, we're going to go sub and try to see what we can do against. That's the only. Now, if
can
it's
we
just,
stop the run with this certain
the defense?
Because they're,
okay.
Cause they're already advanced and
right.
know what
they're like.
Defense
hey, we know
is.
We can.
That's
do
a good
this.
Point.
Well, let's throw some things out there so we can maybe trick an offensive coordinator or say, well, they think we're going to do this and experiment with things. That if they're doing that. No worry. Now, if it's just straight up mano a mano, we're going to run this thing down your throat.
Good on good.
Good on good, and you know it's coming. Then you're like, all right, we'll give you this one. Next day, they do it, just as long as it's not a trend. Because guess what? Offense gets paid, too.
It is nice, though, to hear that. Because,
oh, yeah.
I mean, there was a little bit of that last year, but I don't think it was to the effect of at least the clips that I've seen in the wording of people kind of tweeting out the play-by-plays of that I saw the other day compared to last year. I mean, I saw, you know, a run play on, you know, the first down, second down, a fade to George, touchdown, and then, you know, Justin Fields doing the option. Like, there's many different things, and this is why, you know, I wanted to get a true assessment of really Arthur Smith right now. And, you know, I asked Ray that, and he said there is a really good sense of they're actually finally running a legit offense.
And it sounds like they believe in what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're going to have an identity. And it's going to be, guess what? You come to play us, you better strap that chin strap a little tighter because we're coming downhill and after you. And then guess what? We can do some things off of that. Oh, you're going to stack the box? We got an unbelievable receiver with great catching range and size. Let's throw it up to him. So things, and that's what a real offense does. It sets up things and things play off of other plays that play off of other plays to get you into a nice rhythm and mode.
We heard good things from Ray about the young offensive lineman. Zach Frazier stood up Montrevious Adams a couple of times. He said he wants to see Zach Frazier then against Keanu Benton. Apparently, Troy Faltanu won two out of the three matchups against T.J. Watt. Now, you're going mano a mano. It's not like you got to, all right, who's picking up this guy? Who's picking up that guy? Yeah. It's not
no
intricate.
Twist or anything like that.
But I do particularly, well, I like both of those things. I like the idea of Zach Frazier, who could have been a first-round pick. He's your second-round pick, one of the first centers off the board, has his way with kind of a journeyman defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that, and I do want the step up. How early can you tell when a young offensive lineman got the goods? And can you find that out in one-on-one, or is it more the team stuff?
No, you can find it out in one-on-one. You really... I think that cements if you got the goods, because one-on-one is the stage too big for him? Is he intimidated, especially Faltanu going against Watt? And does he battle? Does he compete? And more importantly, after he loses a rep, how does he respond? And then after that, if he wins a rep, how does he respond? Because some people, I get knocked down. I know how to get back up. But how do you handle success?
Like the Chumbawamba song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that to me is almost as, and sometimes maybe even more important, is how do you handle success? Do you have success and then start kicking up like, I got this? Or, all right, I worked my butt off to get here. Let's keep working to stay here.
Doug, you say you have a mind-blowing story to tell us next. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure we have enough room for it. Do you know what's the genre? Is it football-related?
No, it's life-related, and it's a travel hack.
Oh.
Travel hack.
A travel hack. Learn something from Doug Whaley coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. 1 month from football. Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia all open up a month from today. And they all have camp today.
Let's go.
Nice. There's ball in the air.
And what, is it this Thursday or next Thursday?
Tomorrow.
Hall of Fame game.
H-O-F.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Which means for a quarter, football's back.
Yep.
And then we're asleep.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Like, even you guys aren't going to be watching the whole Hall of Fame game, right?
No, unless there was somebody like a Pitt guy that was on the either team. I mean, I'm trying to think.
Abanikanye, you brought up yesterday, last year played well in the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, I think he had two touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's why I stayed up for that, because I wanted to see him play, but I don't think there's any guys that I can have a connection to, so I'll probably just go to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. CJ Stroud's not going to play, probably, and then we know Caleb Williams is not going to play.
Oh, I ain't letting CJ Stroud hit that turf at all.
Nope.
I don't even know if I'm watching a quarter, maybe first two series.
Man.
Just to see it.
We'll text. We'll do a group text.
Yeah.
You guys can teach
me
some ball.
Actually, I want to see how they do the kickoff. That's going to be interesting.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It just doesn't do it for me. I'm so sorry. It doesn't do it for me. Although Mike Tomlin did say that's why they have the joint practice. Like, that might be their biggest reason, so that they can work on that, which I thought was interesting.
And just to see how teams are thinking about it. Are they just going to use it as like a zone play? Are they going to do cross blocks, kick out, stuff like that? Which, it's just going to be interesting to see. Will it be more exciting? I think the only reason fans will get into it if there's a 90% return rate, where you're like, okay, this isn't a nothing play where I can go get another beer, and if something happens, they'll replay it. Well, let's see what's going to happen. That's the only reason I think it's intriguing to me.
Yeah, I think that they're going to use it just like as an offensive play. Like, you kick off the ball, and you do put an athletic guy back there that could probably throw the ball. Like, I mean, you think about it. I mean, there's, you know, you put, if you're the Saints, Taysom Hill, you're returning kicks alongside of somebody else that is fast.
A dual return.
And then you catch it, and then it's like, okay, I could throw lateral. I can, you know, create the lanes. Like, it might be all right. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd rather just get the beer. Okay. Doug, you said you have a story.
All right.
And a life hack, a travel hack.
So imagine this. I'm traveling from Pittsburgh to Atlanta Thursday, Atlanta to Phoenix on Saturday, Phoenix to Pittsburgh on Tuesday. All direct flights, so I'm happy about that. I go, I have clear. So put my fingers on. All right, that's great. Scan my ticket, and then I'm going to get my wallet and my money to put in my bag to go through security. Don't have it.
Oh.
Left it at home.
Oh.
So think about it. I'm thinking, oh man, I got to go change my flight. I got to go back home, get all of that stuff, everything. Then I started, and I asked the person at Clear, I said, is there Clear at Atlanta? Yes. Is there Clear in Phoenix? Yes. I have Apple CarPay. I mean, I got Apple Pay, and I have Cash Apps that I can send people to. Went the whole trip without my ID, my wallet, or anything. Now, the only caveat to it is I had to check into a hotel. I had to have my wife send a picture of my ID. But you can go, if you have Clear, picture your ID and your phone and nothing else and make it for 5 days, traveling to 3 cities.
Mm.
That just makes me so squeamish.
Oh,
and
man.
I was charge your damn phone, Doug.
Well, you got your charger.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also have them print out your tickets at the airport. So I was sitting there and I'm thinking, let's try it. And I went with it.
Wait, so you left it in Pittsburgh? You left your wallet here?
Yeah, because I took an Uber to the airport and all my stuff was in my car and I completely forgot.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, oh. And I'm like, all right, now I got to go 45 minutes back home and I got to change the flight. I'm like, no, let's just roll.
I'd be so mad.
So I rolled.
That's like a modern day version of getting trapped on a desert island with nothing.
Yes.
And it's just terrifying to me.
I'm telling you. So point being, if you have your phone, you can get through most things in life.
Man.
Now, if I lost my phone, now that to me would be worse.
I think losing your phone is as crippling a thing as could happen to you in like first world problems.
Oh, like, no doubt.
It is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
If I lose my phone in my house, I freak out.
Freak out. Yes.
Lose my mind. Because that's everything. It's trade deadline. Got to find out what's going on.
You got to figure it out.
On the Facebooks and the Twitters, according to John Weiner.
It's adult binkies.
Yes. Yes. In addition to the binky that I use regularly at night to stop the snoring. Doug, this was fun. What do you say we do it again next week?
Let's do it.
Preview a little Steelers football game next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Doran, tomorrow you got your root canal.
We were done. We were done. You could have just...
It's going to hurt him, isn't it, Doug?
You could have just said the weather and got your ass out of here. But you had to bring that up.
They're going to just be drilling deep into your gums tomorrow. After the show. You're not coming in Friday, are you?
Not now.
Great. Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. I deserved it. High today, 92.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So cash the ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.